Hello tonight. This is CJ, Derek, the best hot sauce on the planet, Dakota Heat. Brad, Therapeutic Waters, you want a pond? Go buy one. We got a busy night. We're right into the shit. Let's go. This is the new single from U2. It's called Atomic City. Of course, they're right into their residency at the Las Vegas Concert Sphere. Now, you've both had a chance to see the Vegas Concert Sphere from the outside and from the inside with some of the U2 video that's leaked out. What do you think of that place, and who would you like to see there?
Brad?
Well, I mean, honestly, I was hoping to see Steel Panther there because I thought they were going to win America's Got Talent. Actually, I think a band that would really do well there is actually Nickelback. I think Nickelback would probably be really good there.
Nickelback will be our next YouTube come to the show with Rockwire artists. The new Jimmy Buffett video is up, so check that out. Derek, who would you like to see at the concerts here?
I know, I feel guilty saying this, but you know, the way Metallica does their In the Round, the way they're doing their concert now, and the way they use drones in the past, they're so creative. I think they would be amazing, and it would be awesome to see Creeping Death and For Whom the Bell Tolls. And can you imagine seeing them play One with the video of One going around that whole thing? That'd be so amazing.
Wow.
I thought the landscape shots were so impressive and looked so real.
Yeah.
So I think the criteria is a major stadium act that actually has a lot of graphics and artistic, you know, ability.
Metallica, dude.
For me, it's Maiden. I would just love to see a Maiden set with all those futuristic landscapes.
You can see Eddie battling in the landscapes and stuff.
Oh my god.
The video background would almost be more important than what's happening on the stage.
That's one thing I thought of when I was watching a little bit of the YouTube thing. Is like, you're not even watching the band anymore. You're just watching everything go on. And I'm thinking to myself, do they like that? Are they like, okay, cool, we can just play and everybody's watching everything else? I don't know.
Well, I know this band is blackballed on our podcast.
Yes.
But Avenged Sevenfold is a band that has great stage presence. You know, the lighting, all the digital stuff behind them. That might work.
Avenged would be great there.
That thing is amazing, I gotta say. It just blows me away.
Did you see the eyeball graphic?
Yes, the eyeball was the best. I love the eyeball. Oh my god. That is crazy. You're driving into Vegas, you see this big old eyeball looking at you.
So up next is some news. Some Bret Michaels news. After being scared from his friend and the Jimmy Buffett untimely death, Bret had some skin cancer himself that he thought was nothing, and he went to have it looked out, and it definitely was not nothing. Right in, biopsy, and his dermatologist surgeon took it off, and Bret thinks he caught it in time, and he thinks he's out of the woods, at least for now. But I saw the picture of it, and it looked like a open flesh and blood flesh wound. It was nasty. I can't believe he waited so long to get it checked out. But
where was it? On his face? Or?
It was on his stomach, like stomach, abdomen. It looked almost like a 2-inch long cock.
Well, he's diabetic, so he's got to be really hot.
Yeah. And of course, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on a podcast. Never get anything biopsied. If they think it's cancer, just have it removed. Because they break the seal with a needle during the biopsy, and it explodes into your body. Take it out. Which brings us to some Ricky Rocket news on loudwirenews.com, the best music website in the world. Now, Ricky did an interview, and he said, in his opinion, that Taylor Swift is braver than most of the bands in rock and roll today. So, first question to you, Derek. Is Taylor Swift brave? What has she done that's brave? And I know you're not ready for that. You've been blindsided. I could see the little beady look in your eyes. So, Taylor, you know, she was country, twangy country, and then she flip-flopped into pop and took control and is ruling the world and flips back into singer-songwriter coffee house. She slinks between genres at will. Her words on the VMAs. So I guess that change of style is kind of brave. What would bravery be for a rock band today?
Well, if you're going by, if that's the criteria for being brave, then I guess...
Make up your own criteria.
Well, Machine Gun Kelly must be brave then, too, because he goes from rap and whatever, and then he goes to punk, supposed rock, or whatever, so... I don't know if that makes it brave. I read the same article, and I didn't understand it, how that was brave. And you're going to hate me again, and because, once again, I'm going to say, I think Metallica.
I knew you were gonna fucking say Metallica. Well, that's why I put now in big fucking letters, because it's been a long fucking time since the Black Album.
No. You can't do that. No,
I did it.
Their latest album, they talk about screaming suicide. He talks a lot about what's going on now with mental health and stuff like that. So you say it's culturally what's going on in this world right now, and that's the center of a lot of stuff going on. So, why don't you just shut the hell up? Ask me the question, let me answer it.
I stand corrected. You brought that home well, Brad.
As a mental health ambassador, you are incorrect. The guy I'm going to pick is, and I'm shocked when I'm going to say this, Eric Church. The bravest one.
Don't poo-poo what I said though, and just say I'm wrong. Just say, why don't you just bring something
wrong.
Up?
I mean, look at Eric Church. He came out 7 years ago, and he brought in the rocker, the girl with the greatest pipes, Lizzie Hale, and he did a song with her. And now he's doing some stuff with some underground guys like Adam Calhoun, and he's got some music out there with him. He's pushing.
I'll give you one. John Rich doing a collaboration with Tom McDonald. Balls.
I knew you were going there.
All right. So let's do the geriatric rock deathbed. Steven Tyler, his vocal cords are fucked. Aerosmith postpones the rest of their tour. Stranger pump that you here's the big one. We all Bruce Springsteen. Bruce has canceled the rest of his tour. And of course, we did a YouTube for Bruce's show when it started. And he looked good. He sang good. He was lively as fuck. Bruce cancels the rest of his tour. He's going into treatment for the next year. Hopes to see you next year to fulfill the dates that he has sold. This sounds like cancer to me. Bruce is 74. I didn't want to say it with the Jimmy episode, but this is Vades. I'll play the doctor on the podcast. This is Vades. This is Turbo Cancer. I'm worried this could be the end of Bruce Springsteen. And this is his new single. This is called Addicted to Romance. Reminds me of who I am. Ballad. It's actually a very well written song. Who knew that Springsteen could write a great fucking song?
Well, I haven't heard one yet, so maybe Thunder if you quit talking, Brad. I can hear this. But and if this isn't love, my dear, it's more than what we plan. It's more than just chance.
We can move on.
You got me. I agree. Addicted to romance. You've got me
addicted to romance. Let Bruce bring it home. You've got me addicted to
romance. Oh my God, I could fall asleep.
I did for just a moment.
25 seconds, assholes.
Oh my God. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that's right. Bruce Springsteen.
Is his real name Springsteen?
That's what we called him as a kid because.
Oh, don't Kenny tell that boat, story again.
Kenny the Boatmaster made us. We would never fall off the boat or off the water skiing.
I'm going to drive you around the lake. All right, Derek. Silent Theory, so far, so good. From Moscow, Idaho, where every heavy metal band comes from.
These guys are good.
These guys are really good. And this song, I picked a song. I've listened to a lot of the songs on the album. This is a really good album, but this song is so different. They change stuff up. Things kind of weird here. Right here. Here it comes in. Please forgive my negativity. It just sounds kind of creepy almost. Check it out. Great new band. Already new song. Put the finger if you want, but the guilt is a waste. You can't shake easily. You pissed them off for your chance to show what you've got to give. Well, shit, here you go. Enough is enough. Is my hate all you want for life? Take the reins and these scars you gave will bear fruit at last. CJ's favorite saying.
I always like shot myself in the face.
I know.
Well, we don't want to hear what the hell you're doing.
I also like the old
now
pro gun rights adage, rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
So, right here. Okay, yes. Here we listen to this. Little break, right? Now listen to the guitar, they come back in.
For me, the chorus, but I love the verse. I'm torn.
No, the verse is definitely the best, but hold on a second. You know what? I gotta say something. Hold on, Brad. I need to say something. This is not the song I brought. That's why, that's what's confusing me, because the break didn't happen like I thought it would. I brought a different song, and CJ fucked this shit up.
Well, that's normal, but
this is pissing me off. He asked me to bring a song, I bring a song, and then he brings this good song, but it's not the song I brought.
Well, this song here, let's talk about this song. It's got a great meat and potatoes of it. It's got that deep, driving, you know, riff. It's got the pattern. Got that.
I would like to throw a red flag for instant replay and have the guy jump in the back of the car and show us on video, but I'm just going to assume you're probably right. Glad you're the cherry head, Blackstone Cherry. The new one, When the Pain Comes. Heavy as fuck.
Well, it is. It's very heavy. It's very... They follow their typical patterns on this song. You know, like right now it's clean. And then they're gonna have that driving pre-chorus.
Hey, Brad, can I interrupt for a second? I almost said this song, too. I like this song a lot. And I have to apologize to CJ. He's right. I sent the wrong song. It's all my fault. I'm the dipshit, not him.
Oh, my goodness. The instant replay lands in my favor.
Yeah, you don't lose a timeout. I'm a dipshit. God damn it. I should have sent you. I wanted to send you the other one. I like this. Blackstone Cherry's grown on me a lot more. You know, since Thank Brad you. Force fed it down my fucking throat.
No, I gotta imagine this song, they're gonna jam this thing for 6-7 months on tour. And that'll be played every so often. Because they got so many good songs. I don't see it breaking their level.
I love the thick, heavy guitar in this one. It had me at hello.
I do like the new bass player. I think he's very solid. I think Chris's vocals are more crisp.
Oh, the producer said, his vocals are more crisp.
Well, he's been doing a lot of stuff, outside.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Yeah, that sounds crispy. Yeah. Someone fried their brain again, crispy. I like this song a lot. This is pretty heavy.
We gotta see him live.
Are we doing Nickelback next week then?
Yes.
Okay. Be nice to get a little heads up.
There's kids in the background talking.
I don't hear them.
Well, you I can think hear what's that? Gonna happen, Derek's gonna throw his mic down and he's gonna bring the. He's gonna tell those kids
to bring the pain. The pain is coming.
That kid.
That bass is cool.
Oh,
that was good. That was good.
Their drummer is one of the best drummers out there.
And here we have the collaboration whore. She is back with my favorite shred goddess.
So, is it better than Michael Starr?
No.
Sophie Lloyd. Oh, she's... Yeah, I like her.
Imposter Syndrome, Sophie Lloyd with Lizzie Hale.
I love the one with Michael Starr.
I do too.
Now, Derek, did you have a chance to listen to Sophie's album Shred Volume 2?
No, but isn't it mostly it's just all cover songs, right?
It's instrumental covers, kind of like Gary Hoey.
I'm not big into that. In fact, Joe Satriani, I was not big into him until he came out with what? It was like Serpent of the Alien, where he actually had vocals on it.
There was like six lines.
It's tough from, well, I don't know what it was. He had a song that came out with vocals on it, and I liked it way better. I have a hard time just listening to instrumentals like that. It sounds like not completed to me. I like this though. It sounds good. That's vocal.
So I was trying to figure out like two different singers. I know, is Sophie singing?
I think a little bit.
Okay.
Lizzie looks so evil in this video.
So
Barry, I like my Lizzie Hale a little softer.
We need Sophie Lloyd. Who's Alice Cooper's guitarist? What's her name again? Nita Strauss. Lizzie Hale. And then you can throw the little girls in there from The Warning. And create a little chick super group.
You get the drummer from Skillet.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, here's what I would tell Sophie Lloyd and Nita is...
Oh, okay. Listen up, girls.
They should investigate the Ted Nugent route. Get yourself a singer, but you sing the hits. You know, Derek St. Holmes was a lot better singer than Ted, but he never sang Cat Scratch Fever. But those girls need to sing and play. Then they can rule the world.
You're not so far off.
You can't. It's hard to eclipse the 500 to 1,000 seat venue if you're just a guitar player. You know, and it's not super exciting to go see them live because you have no idea who is going to be on vocals. Because you know what? Lizzie Hale's not going to be there. Michael Sarr's not going to fucking be there.
Yeah.
Or I'm up into it, but they're not.
Let's face it, artists aren't touring anymore. I mean, Tom McDonald, independent guy, doesn't tour.
She's not busy with Alice Cooper and Demi Lovato. So, I mean, she stays kind of busy. Yeah. No, but you're right, Brad, generally.
Right. Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
These underground rappers, they're never leaving their house.
No.
Oh my God, some 41, they're back?
No, they're breaking up, but they released new material when this is their last tour and they're breaking up. But damn it, it's a great punk rock song. Kind of sounds like The Killers to me.
Now, wasn't this singer sick for something happened to him a couple weeks ago?
He's got a great name, though. I can't help but
Derek. Not Derek Yu, his name's Derek.
I know.
Crazy. Derek. Worldly.
So when I talk about punk music that I like, this is the style of punk music I just love.
We like pop punk.
Yeah.
I never got to see Sum 41, and I'm very sad about this.
Got a shirt on.
For me, they were one of those bands that kind of saved rock in an era when rock was dead. The end of grunge era. I wasn't a grunge fan. I know lots of people were. Not me.
My son, the Butthole Surfer out in Montana, he had a birthday yesterday, but he was skateboarding. Is when Sum 41 first came out. And
I Your son is part of the LGBTQ plus?
No. That was a nickname you gave him because he ripped on us.
No, I thought you said Butthole Surfer. I'm sorry.
Well, I did because that's what you were calling him because he ripped on you because he didn't think you knew anything about music.
I hate your kid.
I know. I mean, so, but Sum 41, that kind of music back then, and he started skateboarding. Awesome.
Did I just wish him a happy birthday, then, Dick?
You might have.
I've got up and watching some great skate videos. Not the time or the place, but...
Wasn't this Avril
Lavigne? I still love skateboarding.
Wasn't this Avril Lavigne's first husband?
Yes, this was Avril Lavigne's first husband. And we'll be hearing a little bit of Avril next. So let's keep this punk rockapalooza going. All time lowest new single with a little help from Avril being fake as hell. Great breakup song. Avril Lavigne is actually the 21st most record sold in hard rock. Queen would be number one.
So is this considered modern punk, or what is this? Pop 40?
I'm calling it pop punk.
Yeah, it's pop punk. All Time Low's biggest song was Dear Maria.
Is this Avril?
Count Me In, 2007.
The millennial girls involve Avril Lavigne. Taylor Swift has covered her from time to time. Olivia Rodrigo, I saw, was covering Complicated on her.
I like when she comes in and sings on this.
I like what she adds to the song. Now, doesn't she have kids with Chance Rovers from Nickelback?
I don't know. She was an animal.
Oh.
I don't think she's a mommy.
I didn't know she had kids. I don't think she has kids.
I don't think she has kids either.
She didn't pump any out.
No, she almost married Mod's son, but that went south quick.
Oof, that was that ended for me. He is not a fan of her.
Avril, call me.
What? Old son of a bitch?
That, this song is, I'd like to rip on it, but
it's kind of, it's catchy, it's good. But I give it all that.
It's got a lyrical hook.
You say Avril, I say Avril.
That's why I said Avril.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, what the hell?
Rock, no, here is the time where we torture Brad with another new docking. This one's called Gypsy.
I got some things to say about this song.
Is this Red Beach?
Yeah. So, we all know that back in the day, Don Dokken had quite the range. He has talked about how, on this album, his range isn't there. He knows that this is going to be the last album they put out. His hand is so messed up, he can't play guitar, so he's paralyzed. And he says if you don't like his voice, he sees the people talking about him, and just don't come to the show. You can't hit the notes that he
what he hits, and he makes these songs in a way that he can sing them, so I think he does a pretty damn good job.
I felt a little bad because I am guilty for being one of those critics. I was rough on Don Dokken's voice.
Fucking sounds like Paralyzed Hand. Hand. You sound like
Brad.
Lemmy. Whistle. That's Lemmy.
Oh, Brad. Brad's not sorry at all.
Oh. We looked up to the stars
and counted one by one. He described his voice as
you know what?
He
sings in a lower register. He sings in a lower register. It sounds fine.
Like the guitar in this one too. I'm very happy with the guitar on both of these new Dokken tracks.
What is it, Reppy? Is what I want to know.
I don't know. I don't know if Don's selling enough tickets to afford Red.
It is not
bad. I'm going to have to skip us ahead a little bit.
Oh, man.
So, let me tell you a short story about censorship. Oh, okay. This is the Tom Petty cover of I Will Won't Back Down by Laura Trump. Now, Laura Trump is the wife of Eric Trump, 45's son. At the gates of hell, but so, she was promoing her album. She had a big Times Square display, and they took her name off the album. Only the album cover, the one you see there with her on the horse. They censored her name off her own fucking album cover.
That's bullshit.
And they wanted to release it without the Trump name. Of course, this is the throwback to, Tom Petty's fight with the record company. He wanted his vinyl record out at a certain price point, and they wanted to charge more, and Tom pitched a fucking fit, and he won. Can't remember what it was. I think he wanted the record to be $5 instead of $8 or something.
So he didn't back down.
He did not back down.
So, Brad, what do you think about her voice? What's the production value of this?
This is very karaoke. Oh my.
I don't think it's bad. It will work in Nashville country music. It's kind of like the double entendre for Donald not backing down. Staring down 100 years in prison.
Someone blah, blah, in, blah. Someone peed in Beefcake's car.
No, I mean, it's
rough. It's horrible.
My wife sings better than she does. I'm saying that.
Really?
Let's
hear one.
Put it out.
Do it.
I gotta get her, I gotta wake her up again.
This song's actually growing on me. I think this is the third time I've heard it.
Yeah, this song's awesome, Brad.
But I'll tell you, the censorship in regards to that family is outrageous.
It's out of control.
You took the social media of the fucking president.
the fucking ball.
I feel like I'm becoming a Simon Cowell.
You are. I thought that actually. Uh-oh, we only got a minute left. Everything is made in China, where a girl can have a penis
and the boys can have vaginas, where people purchase guns and go to school. That's the rock wire. Government manipulates the truth. Good night now. Welcome to the Democratic USA. You're homophobic and racist if you ain't black or gay. Where the stars and the stripes, they go
we'll
up
go
in
out
flames,
with
but every class Tom McDonald's
has a rainbow flag. It's the land of opportunity where natural immunity don't matter when Big Pharma has a cure to sell to you and me. Welcome to the home of the woke. We're going
Stop. Tom and Adam Kenneth Hoon's new album The Brave
Adam raps serious lyrics of this song. You're gonna have to kill me or cut out my
tongue. You ain't gonna shut me. I haven't heard this one before.
I just thought this one, this is called Freedom of Speech. I thought it fit well with the Laura Trump censorship.
Race War is my favorite song in the album. Welcome to America. Used to be the home of the brave. I love my country. Fuck the government.